Leave your name, number, and a brief message.
Oh, great.
And I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
Terrific.
You know what? It's okay. Are we on? Good afternoon. This is Glenda Case with Branding Beyond Blogging. We are on the air, or should be on the air, with Kayla Wilson from doTERRA Oils or Crazy Oil Chicks. Kayla is a mom, an entrepreneur, a business owner, and just an all-around lady of so many things. Kayla, are you here?
I'm back. Kayla, are you here?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Let me
mute this.
Hold on.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. This is Dory DiCarlo, and we are experiencing some technical issues right now. So, Kayla, I've got you on mute. Please make sure you mute anything around you. Don't be near, you can't have the show on because it's going to reverb back and forth. Glenda, I'm going to just a little show intro about Branding Beyond Blogging. Just so you know, you are here. Glenda Case is going to be taking over, and she is the host of our show, and she is a mom, a wife, a grandma, a homeschooler, a deal finder. She's a market researcher, a dog lover, an events planner, a coordinator, and a talk show host. And she is here with Branding Beyond Blogging, and she'll be here with us on once a month on Wednesdays, and she is going to be teaching you to think out of the box. And what to do, it's branding beyond your blog, and it's going to be marrying blogs and brands and products and services, and I love what she is sharing. So I am going to turn everything over to her, and here we go. Glenda, thanks for starting the show. I got bounced out.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. I am so excited that you're all here today. I have brought one of the ladies that I admire the most that is in direct sales and does events and does so many things today. Her name is Kayla Wilson, but today's show we're going to touch base on how you can run a business from home with the benefits of your family by using the products that you decide to sell and earn an income from those products. And Kayla is a perfect example of this. Kayla Wilson is Crazy Oil Chicks or Oil Chicks on Facebook, which is a part of doTERRA Oils. She's a mom. She's just so many things. I'm going to let her introduce herself. Kayla, please tell us about you.
Hi, my name is Kayla Wilson. I'm a mother of two amazing little girls. Kirsten is seven, almost eight in kid terms. Kinsley is five and going on 18. There are some wonderful little amazing girls, and that's why I'm called Crazy Oil Chicks. I run my daughter or run my business alongside my daughters. They are hands-on with everything that I do. I started my business for them. My daughter is asthmatic, or shall I say was asthmatic, when she was born, and always needed medications from the doctors. With the use of the essential oils, we've been able to stop all medications with doctor's consent, of course. And so that's whenever I started with the essential oils.
Now, Kayla, how long have you been doing essential oils? And you do it right along with your daughter. How do you promote essential oils? Do you do events? I know they have a sign-on special right now. Would you like to tell everybody about that? And would you like to tell them the different ways and the different avenues that you promote your business? Because you also set up events, you run events, you host events. I mean, you do it all. Tell us about the events you're doing and some of the different things that you do to partner in the community, because you live in it's not a real small area, but it is small compared to where some of the rest of us live, yet you have a very successful business.
Well, my biggest thing with the essential oils is I don't sell them, I share them. You know, and with that, of course, my customers are going to be like, oh, my gosh, you remember that time that you gave me this? Well, I need to buy it now. And so that's mainly how I share and sell my essential oils is through that. I am always setting up events because it seems like everybody is always in need, and there's always somebody out there you can help. And so with that, my mother blessed me with the great talent of being able to tell people what to do. And so I'm able to set up different events, and I'm very happy right now to be working on quarter auctions. I do two quarter auctions. I do the Bridgeport quarter auction the first Tuesday of every week, and it's at the Bridgeport Community Center, and it's an amazing event. This month we're doing Christmas in July, and it's so awesome. We're going to be doing the Toys for Tots, and I'm just so excited to be able to do that. I also do the Weatherford quarter auction the third Tuesday of every month at the Senior Center in Weatherford. We're taking this month off, which is a very rare thing that happens, but summer is so hectic for so many of us that have multi-level marketing businesses, direct sale businesses, and craft businesses. It's just a busy time for all of us. And then my event that I'm proud to bring you is the Thrasher Bash, and it is a motorcycle rally. And it is on August 16th, and it's at the VFW in Azle. And this is very close to my heart. There is a wonderful man that has raised children everywhere. He was always kind enough to pick up any stray child that needed love and was able to give them love and attention. He was a biker, and he was an all-around great man. His name was Michael Thrasher, and in the bike community, he's known as Cheesy. And I was able to be with the family as a hospice caregiver during the end of his life. This man has been part of my boyfriend's life all of his life. And anyways, I was able to be his hospice caregiver at the end. And I know his family is in great need right now. And his wife has bills that are piling up. And his daughter has a special needs child and is unable to work. And so the mother is trying to provide for her daughter, her granddaughter, her grandson, and plus pay for funeral costs. And, you know, the need is very great. And luckily I have the blessing of my talents to once again be able to provide for this family. And I'm throwing together the Thrasher Rally. We are offering 75, for the first 75 bikes that enter in, it's $15 to register for the event. Registration starts at 10 a.m. The first 75 bikes that register will be able to receive a free shirt with the registration. We're going to have a fun run, and that consists of a poker game during it. So fun. Everybody has a great time doing it. And that's $20 to enter into that. And the winner of that will receive 25% of the proceeds. The rest of the proceeds will go back to the family. We're also going to have a bike rally. We'll have five different contests through five different awards, there you go, that's what I'm trying to think of, throughout that, and it's just going to be a totally fun day with bounce houses and just totally awesome stuff. And then back to my doTERRA. doTERRA has an amazing promotion this month where if you sign up, which doTERRA sign up is $35, $35 for a membership for 1 year. You have no quotas, nothing to fill. You don't have to do a certain this or a certain that. That is the amazing thing about doTERRA is they want everybody to be able to save. Their goal is to have all of their consultants out of debt, and not a lot of companies can say that or do that. And so I'm very proud to be working with such an amazing company. It's $35 to sign up, and you automatically save 25% as soon as you sign up on all of your purchases. You also have an awesome LRP to where you can automatically set up your wish list for every month. So, you know, this month you know that you want serenity and balance and certain things for next month, but you don't have the money right now to do it. Just set it up in your wish list, and you can break it up into certain months, you know, and how you want it. And it's amazing to have that opportunity. Well, with that, you also receive free products. And, you know, we all like free, especially those of us who are mothers. And, you know, we live paycheck to paycheck as a mother trying to provide for our children. And so it's an awesome benefit. And I don't know. That's
Well, one thing last week, my son ended up with strep throat, and like so many families out there today, there's no insurance, or we've got insurance, but we can't afford the copay, or we can't afford the cost of the medicine, or we don't even may not even have a way to the doctor because you only have one car, and the car is not at home for whatever reason. With doTERRA oils, I like the fact that it's all natural. There's a oil for every single thing. If I had been part of doTERRA oil and had used it, instead of taking Charlie into the hospital, which there's nothing wrong with hospitals, there's nothing wrong with medicines, but there's so many negative aspects with the medicines now that you don't know what is safe or what's not safe to give your children.
The great thing, you're right, the great thing about essential oils is there is an oil for everything. And my mother and I have a fun game that we play because she is an RN. And my mother will call me and she'll have something come in the ER and she's like, I bet you don't have an oil for that. And I'm like, oh, but I do. And, you know, we'll research it and we'll pull it up. And I'm like, ha, huh, you could have treated that with this, 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 and this. And it's so fun for us because both of us have a medical field background. We love the medical field. We love the research, the science, the helping people, the healing. It's an amazing thing to both of us. And so it's really fun. The fact that I had a very good friend of mine who is also a crazy oil chick with me. She called me. She said, oh, my God, my son is in pain right now, and I don't know what to do, and he's got a fever and, you know, throwing up and this, that, and the other. And so I was around her house at that time, so I drove over, and I was like, okay, you know, a little bit of peppermint oil will bring down your fever. Let's just rub it on his forehead. And then, you know, a little oregano, highly diluted, of course, because oregano is a very hot oil. We just took it, put a little coconut oil on our hands, rubbed it together, and put it on his feet with socks. And, you know, we kept doing that, you know, here. It was about once every 30 minutes to 2 hours, and it was about 3 to 4 applications that we put on. And he was fine. Talon's fever never came back up. I've had friends that call me with teething babies, and we'll put a little diluted clove oil on their teeth, and it takes that pain away instantly. My aunt, she has menopause, and we all know as women, we are dreading those moments whenever it comes. And luckily with doTERRA, they have this amazing kit that runs about $60 a month, and my aunt has cut hers in half, so she spends $60 every 2 months, and she only takes half the dosage of it. But she's been able to cut back on her mood swings, on her hot flashes, on all of those things. And with summer, when that hot flash hits, you swear you're dying. And she's been able to cut all of that down with crazy essential oils. And that's why I call us crazy oil chicks, is because these oils are crazy. I'm telling you, whenever I first heard about this, I was like, there is no way. That caregiver, that medical field inside of me was like, there's no way that that's going to work. You know, I've been on all these medications, and if these medications aren't doing it, who's to say these crazy oils are? But, you know, if you get to the research in the Bible and you get to looking at, you know, they put frankincense and myrrh on Jesus whenever he was born, and, you know, that right there was what was the medication back in those days. And it's just great that God gave us all of these things to heal our bodies, and we've steered so far away from it. The medical field spends billions of dollars these days in research and, you know, trying to cure what they've given us to make us sick. You know, there's so many medicines that are, you take this and then you're going to get this, and then you take this and then this is going to happen. And, you know, you listen to the infomercials and it's take this for your hair loss, but then it's going to cause you to have a bleeding gut and bloody stool and throwing up and, you know. You
I'm sorry,
that
I'm laughing.
Sound that great.
No, it doesn't.
I need to jump in. I want to ask you a question, Kayla. I got to jump in
okay,
for a second. And
please,
I'm going
Dory,
back to Glenda with the strep throat. I was always a very holistic mom, and I was really fortunate that I had a fabulous pediatrician who respected that I didn't want to give my kids unnecessary medications and things like that. But when it comes to strep throat, That was like one of the few things that I was like, give me the antibiotic and give it to me now, because streptococci is such a dangerous thing. And so I really, and me as, like I said, a holistic mom, I would really, A, want to know how these essential oils are going to kill the streptococci and how long do you take them? Because one of the mistakes that people make, if they're going to take anything, whether they're doing it holistically, doing it medically, whatever, you have to take a full, you know, course, that full round of medication. And I actually saw it happen to a friend who had strep throat, thought she was fine, didn't finish her medication. The streptococci hit her kidneys. She went into renal failure and was on dialysis from 1978 until she died 2 years ago.
Yeah. There are many, 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 many different infections and diseases out there that you do need to seek your doctor. And I always take my daughters to the doctor. We work with the doctor.
Right.
If it's just a sinus, you know, we don't have to go to the doctor. But if it is something that is serious, we always go to their doctor. I work with their doctor. Oregano. Oregano is a great oil that was given to us, you know, by God. And oregano is an antibiotic. That is so very, very strong. And I swear by oregano. You have no idea. I swear by that stuff.
The nice thing is Kayla sent me a list. It's huge, Dory. You should see it, of all the oils and the benefits and what they can and do. And I was amazed because I did not know all this. And just seeing it and hearing it and watching her work through our community, I'm like, wow. And to see her daughters, how excited they are. If you visit my site, you will see a video her daughter did. I mean, you can tell that she really believes in the oils and things, and that makes quite a bit of difference too, because if a child doesn't fight you to take the medicine and stuff, to me that's a godsend, because I'm sorry, I've given Charlie medicine before, and it's like you have to practically chase him up on the roof to give him the medicine. And if there's things that can combat that or even combat the prices that the medicine cost and having to go to the doctor, I mean, they told me the other day, I walked into the emergency room, and when I went to check out, they're like, we need $200, and I looked at them and went, okay, I don't have it. And then the lady got smart aleck with me. Well, why'd you bring your son here? Because my son's running 104 fever. But you need
to pay.
Yes, ma'am,
like,
but I don't have it.
Like Glenda's saying, is there is this wonderful website that we have that is able to help us on, you know, what to use and how to use it. You know, it's just like your WebMD that's for essential oils. It's for us holistic parents to be able to treat our children in a safe and effective manner. And it's going to tell us if you have strep throat, this is what you would use, this is how you're going to use it. And of course, with working with your doctor, you know, you're going to use these, and they're going to be able to do another strep test and see, yeah, it's gone. And my daughter had serious UTIs, serious bladder infections. I mean, we were seeing a urologist, and their urologist was giving us all these different medications and different things to use. And with the urologist working along beside us and using the essential oils, we were able to discontinue all medications. We used On Guard, which is an antiviral, and you can use it to stop the spread of germs. You can use it. We make it for laundry. We make it for laundry soaps, cleaning concentrate, Hall's cough drops, Germex. You can use it on so many different things. Anyways, but we would just put that on her stomach, and she would use it in the morning, and she would use it at night. And she would also drink a warm cranberry juice with coconut oil added to it, just a spoonful of coconut oil, and that was just to help clear her system. It also works to make your hair, like, healthier and shinier and your skin shinier. And it also helps to clean out your system, you know, your bowels. And that was her biggest problem, is she would hold her bowels too long and everything would back up, and it became a bladder reflux where her bladder would go back inside of her. And so with that coconut oil and the cranberry juice and the On Guard, she was able to flush her system, and she was able to purify her system, and she hasn't had to see a urologist since. And she has not had any more bladder infections or urinary tract infections. And that's something she struggled with for 6 years until
Wow.
we were introduced to essential oils.
Now, Kayla,
you
do the essential...
It's always so amazing to me. You know, I think that it's making me think of my daughter, who actually just turned 22 last week. She was about 4, and I was a single mom. My children's dad's a great guy. We just didn't work married. But he had come down to pick her up, and she had a cough. And so she coughed, and he was like, oh, we need to take you to CVS to get some Triaminic. Now, you got to see your daddy, 6'4", you know, 6'3", 225, you know, she's 4. And she just looks at him, puts her little hands on her hips. She's like, has mommy taught you nothing? She's like, you'll take me to Mrs. Green's. I'll cough for the apothecary, and he'll know what I need. And there's her dad. Oh, okay, honey.
Oh, how cute. And that's but my daughter
hysterical.
Educates us.
It was hysterical. And my kids to this day, as adults, they don't live at home. But if somebody gets sick, next thing I know, my son's like, hey, Mom, I stopped by the house. I raided the tea cabinet. You know, because I have all of these medicinal teas. And, you know, my son had allergies. So in the beginning, he got bee pollen. After he was able to, he got local honey. You know,
yeah.
Because I really do believe that our body, our immune systems are designed to fight disease, and doctors give us medication, our immune system.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
it's funny
so,
because I will go to the school to see my daughters, and I will have these children, and I mean, these are first and second grade children that are like, Miss Wilson, do you have an oil that I can use for this? My daddy snores in his sleep. What oil can I use for that? You know, these children crave these things. You know, they crave the knowledge and they crave the natural approach. And it's just funny to see that. My 5-year-old goes to school and tells her teacher, I had my ISA this morning. You need an oil for that boy over there. You know, my daughter's slogan at school, the teachers would call me and they would be like, what is your daughter telling me? And it was funny because her slogan is, hang with me and get some oils, honey. And I'm just, it's just the funniest thing in the world because these babies know more about oils than some adults do. And I've never forced it on my children.
But you know
and
what
that's
it is?
The nice part. That's what I like about the way Kayla does. Her family is totally 100% in her business. They work it together just like Charlie and I do. And more families can and will do this. And this is where Branding Beyond Blogging comes in. Kayla and I work on many, many events together throughout the community. We have one raising school supplies for the children and things. But our children are right there. If Kayla does an event or I do an event, you will see our children with us. And that's where doTERRA and Crazy Oil Chicks fits in with your family. You're saving money on the items that you need to buy, and it's just a godsend.
Well, you know, you keep mentioning, come to my website and see this. Come to our website and see that. Why don't you give everybody your website, and you can give it to them again at the end of the conversation. But, you know, as you're talking, I'm sure people want to tune in and look at it.
Our Facebook page is www.facebook.com/crazyoilchicks. And there's also, oh, my gosh, I can't remember our blogger. Glenda, do you remember my blog site? I think it's blogger.com/crazyoilchick is what I want to say.
Is.
Yes. And we're also on Twitter, twitter.com/crazyoilchicks. Everything we have is crazyoilchicks. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And the only other site that we have is www.mydoterra.com/Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N.
And
that's where you're
going
to be able to go to purchase our essential oils. Oh, doTERRA is spelled D-O-T-E-R-R-A. And that's where you're going to be able to go and purchase all of our oils. The Crazy Oil Chicks also comes down to the fact that we make a lot of blends ourselves. I make a lot of pendants with my daughters. The pendants are an amazing thing. My daughter doesn't like to put the essential oils on her body. She just doesn't. She either wants it on her feet or she wants it on her necklace. She has a necklace that we have made. She made it with me, and it says Princess Z on it. And it's a clay, a terracotta clay that we sit down and we form into a pendant. And we've gone and added like little trinkets to them, and we can customize them into anything you want. But they take and they add 1 to 2 drops of their essential oil that they want for the day. Kinsley, my youngest daughter, usually has Melissa oil on hers, which is one of the most expensive oils, and she's my high-maintenance child. That's the one she prefers. And with that, she just adds 1 to 2 drops of the Melissa oil, and it's going to last like 3 days. But she just wears her necklace. And throughout the day, it's going to be able to release that scent for her. And she's going to be able to receive the aromatic benefits of Melissa oil. Melissa oil works to help with calming and soothing. It's funny because a lot of women use it as like a sedative type to help calm them during it, like a PMS state or, you know, that mommy high time when you're just stressed to high heaven. The Melissa oil is going to be able to help with those times. And it's just funny that that is the one essential oil that my 5-year-old prefers. And so her teacher will ask me every day whenever I drop her off at school, does she have her Melissa today? And my daughter will be like, yeah, I have my Issa. And so anyways, that's her preference. My oldest daughter, Kirsten, she prefers just the wild orange on hers. And her locket is a Munster High locket or pendant. And it's just, once again, it's the terracotta clay formed. And we have her little skull on it. And, you know, she puts her wild orange on it. And there's days when she's like, Mommy, my throat hurts today. I need a little On Guard on there. So, once again, she'll just add the 1 to 2 drops. And, you know, and it's able to last, you know, for 3 days. And it's able to give her those benefits that she needs. And it's just wonderful that they can come to me and tell me, okay, Mom, I need some On Guard today. And I'm like, well, what's wrong? Oh, you know, my throat's just tickling. And I'm just like, it's just funny that they are such little doctors in their young ages. And they're just little characters.
And this is one of the things with the businesses that Kayla and I do. Our children will grow up knowing our businesses, and we can hand these businesses down to them, teaching children from a young age that they can blog, that they can run a business. Nowadays, it's more and more key, and Kayla and I see more and more people doing this nowadays because businesses are not always going to be here, but yet if you're your own boss, like Kayla is, there are so many benefits to it, and I'm sure Kayla can tell you that just from the things that I see her do with hers.
I can tell you as a single mother, I get no support from my kid's father, which is fine. He's a great dad. He supports his daughters in 100 ways. He has never, you know, missed a moment with his kids in his life. But I chose to raise my children on my own financially. And I work overnight as a caregiver for a 95-year-old man that I have been with for years now, and I took care of his wife until the day she died. And as a little extra money, I started sharing my essential oils. And whenever I first started with the essential oils, I had no intention whatsoever of this ever becoming a business. I had been in the multi-level marketing world before as a Mary Kay rep, and I was like, you know, it's just not for me. I'm just not that type of person. And I can't do it. And it was just funny that these essential oils fell into my lap, basically, and it became a world of its own. And they took over my life, and they changed in so many different ways. It was just funny the way that God just pulled me, and God just led me, and he just showed me what to do. And this little boy named Apollo became very sick, and I kept telling myself, I need to get over there and share oils with him. I need to get over there and share oils. And I never went. And tomorrow never came. And Apollo passed away. And I know it's not my fault, but it pulled at my heart very, very hard. And I swore to myself I would never miss a moment to share an oil with somebody else ever again. Because if those oils could have made the difference that modern medicine couldn't have, because you've got to remember these tiny little molecules from these plants have already transformed to fight off we are already fighting. A plant has to change 100 times to be able to fight off what we're facing. And they do. They can change and they can spread. And, you know, they can fight off these things. And that's the cool thing about an essential oil. And people ask me, well, what oil do I use for this? And I'm like, what you don't understand is just like your Zoloft and your Prozac and your Wellbutrin, there's so many different forms of medication that can be used to fight one thing. It's the same thing with an essential oil. Although wild orange might not work for you, it works for me. But serenity might be the
right
difference for you. And so don't ever just – I get very flustered with people that are like, well, I tried that oil one time with this one drop, and it didn't do anything, so I'll never use it again. And I'm like, did you try that antibiotic for one time and one drop, and it didn't do anything, so you never used an antibiotic ever again? You have to give it a chance, and you have to try it. And I promise you, with continual use of an essential oil, I promise you, it is life-changing, just the way that they work. And
we need to take a quick break here. For those of you just tuning in, we are here on Word of Mom Radio with Branding Beyond Blogging, and I want to say hello to our show sponsor today. Courtney Jones Saunders from Thrive is one of the sponsors here for Branding Beyond Blogging, and this is a little message from her. As a mom, you're the one who can't afford to run out of steam or to feel bad. And you need to have the items around to achieve this. And as a 34-year-old mommy, she found Lavelle, and it changed her life. Thrive allows her to feel better, have more energy for the things that pile up, and it helps her to look and feel better also. So we encourage you to take a look at her website. I am pulling it up right now because I can't remember it offhand. It's Joe, J-O-E, Courtney, Courtney.LE-VEL.com. And I encourage you to go over and take a look. And our other sponsors, Safety First Bags, you need to travel. You need your laptop when you do, but do you really need to remove your laptop at every airport checkpoint? Not anymore. Visit wordofmomradio.com/offer/, and check out their line of checkpoint-friendly laptop bags and backpacks, which meet all federal TSA guidelines. And that means jet-setting mompreneurs and busy travelers no longer need to remove their laptop at airport checkpoints. So give yourself the gift of convenience. And I encourage you to go over to wordofmomradio.com/our-show-sponsors/MMM/, and join our Mompreneur Marketplace. Take a look at all of our Mompreneur-approved product and service providers, and it's growing and growing by the day, and it's so much fun to be sharing all of the fabulous women who support us here on Word of Mom Radio. So we're back with Glenda Cates and Kayla Wilson, and we're talking here on Branding Beyond Blogging about essential oil, health and wellness, and bringing your children into your business. And, you know, I have to say, in listening to the conversation, let's face it, when people go to the doctor, doctors give medication because pharmacies fund medical schools, doctors have incentives for prescribing medication, and more importantly, a patient wants to walk out of there with something, because they feel like they've sat in the waiting room this long and everything else. And if more and more doctors would actually embrace teaching people how to stay healthy instead of treating them when they're sick, there would be a lot different. We'd have such a different health and wellness attitude in this country. And I'm sure you see it all the time as a caregiver, Kayla. People wait till they're sick to do something instead of keeping their bodies healthy so they don't get sick.
And you know that every doctor prescribes antibiotics for everything. Antibiotics are so overprescribed. You know, it's just
no
crazy.
Doubt. You know, it's funny. I grew up, you know, and Glenda, too. I don't know how old you are, Kayla, but, you know, being in our 50s, we were the generation that grew up with real antibiotics. And so every single bump, bruise, scratch, cough, sniffle, doctors were pumping you full of medication because they were new and they were out there. And I grew up in an Italian family. If you had an earache, Mom warmed olive oil and put it in your ear. If your stomach was bothering you or you had a headache or you felt horrible, my mother made pasta vazool. And so to this day, my kids, whenever they were sick, I would make pasta vazool. I'm here taking care of friends of mine, and I was laughing. I was like, you know, the only difference between Jews and Italians is chicken soup to pasta vazool. That's it.
And you are
all about,
so right on that. Oh, my patient is Jewish, and that's what he does. I'm like, okay, you know, and he was a chemist back in his day. He is a brilliant man, and that's what he'll tell me. He'll get sick, and he's like, just give me some,
that's
some
you
of that
know
chicken
what?
Noodle
there
soup.
There are healing, but the reality is there's healing properties in chicken noodle soup. That's like, believe it or not, if you can't sleep, eat some turkey at night. Real turkey, not the pressed turkey that you're going to buy that's disgusting. But, you know, if you make a turkey breast and you have a little bit of turkey, there are properties in turkey that will actually help you sleep, you know. And half the time you're awake because you're hungry anyway. So eat a piece of turkey. Wait, it's just,
well, you
it's
know, there's
so
times whenever
me.
I go to work and I sneak a little. My patient takes Ambien. And it's funny because my 4 nights that I'm at work, I will slip a little lavender on his pillow. And he will tell me, he'll like, how come I sleep so good when you're at work and not whenever the other girl's at work? And I'm like, I don't know. I couldn't tell you, you know. And he has no idea that I'm doing it. But it's just funny that, you know, he notices it.
You know,
so
there's a hotel chain, and since they're not one of our advertisers, I won't mention them, but that actually puts a sleep kit on your pillow when you check into their hotel. And there's a CD that is just very, very quiet, soothing music. There's an eye, you know, thing to go over your eyes. And there is lavender spray for your pillow. And I'm a huge fan of lavender. But see, these are the things, again, you know, I think more and more people now, more than ever, are starting to finally embrace the alternative. Because, as you were saying earlier, antibiotics are so overprescribed and they're used wrong. What people don't understand and doctors don't emphasize, if you take an antibiotic, you have to take it till it's done. You can't stop halfway through. You can't, I missed 2 days, so let me double up. You can't do that. You actually create an antibiotic resistance in your own body.
Right.
You know, and people don't understand this. Like I said, or doctors will prescribe a bunch of things for you because, you know, you have my friend. It was so funny. I have a friend who was like, oh, my God, I went to the doctor, and now I found out I have, you know, bone loss or whatever, to, you know, calcium loss, so now I have to take this. So she takes this medication and that medication and this medication and that. I said to her, you know what you need to do? She goes, what? I said, stop going to the doctor. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Every single time you go, there's another something wrong. And they're all little naggy little things that just keep her on that medication now. Another one she'll have to take for life. I'm like, you need to look at some alternatives here.
See, and my Jewish patient, he refuses any kind of medication. He doesn't need it. You know, he is 95 or 96. I'm not sure. But, you know, he's up there, and he takes baby aspirin a day. And he takes his vitamins a day. And he takes his Ambien to sleep at night. That is the only medication that man takes. I'm not sure how many of you can say that. And his chicken soup. And he has his cognac every night, and he has his cigars every night. And I'm not sure many 96-year-old people can say that.
Well, you know what? You know, it's so funny. 2020 did a study once on longevity. And one of the biggest thing that all of them, everybody that lives out over, you know, to be 90, 100 years old has in common is their ability to cope with loss. Because let's face it, you live that long, you're burying a lot of people in your life. The other thing they had in common, they all smoked, they drank, who ate fatty foods. You're going to live the way you're going to live. And at 96 years old, why should he quit cognac and cigars? Rock on. you know.
And that's what he told, really? You know, and he tells his children that all the time. His children are like, you know, you need to quit smoking, Dad. And he's like, you know, I've smoked for 96 years, and I'm fine. There's no reason for me to stop now. You know, I will have a cigar until the day I die.
Thank you. They should bury him with a cigar, because if he wakes up, he's going to be aggravated that he doesn't have one.
That's right, you know, and if that's what makes the man happy, you know, and my mom's an RN and has told me that for years, you know, whatever it takes for my patient to be happy, I'm going to give it to him, because that's the least I can do for them.
I agree with you 1,000%. I truly, truly do. You know, I used to do home health care, and I took care of this woman. She was 99 years old. And I would get there. She was at my girlfriend's house, and I would get there, and Mary would just be looking out the window. And I'm like, Mary, what are you doing? She's like, oh, waiting for Jesus. You know, she was just waiting for Jesus. And Mary didn't like to eat, so I would always stop at the bakery, and I'd get her a piece of crumb cake, and I would give her shower, and I'd get her ready, and I would share a beer with her. And I'd be like, okay, Mary, I've got cerveza for you, but you have to, and you can have a piece of crumb cake, but then you have to eat all your food. And she'd have a piece of crumb cake. She'd eat all of her lunch. She'd finish the crumb cake. She'd have the rest of her beer with me. And her family'd be like, why are you giving her beer and crumb cake? I'm like, she's 99 years old. Tap a keg and get her an Entenmann's.
That's right.
Mean, really? That's what's going to get her to eat. And just give her a little beer and some sweets. She'll eat whatever you want.
That's exactly what it is. That's all it is. And, you know, and so many people don't do that anymore. It's just taking that extra moment to do that extra step of what these people have lived their whole life doing, and that's all they need.
But you know what, Kayla, really, at 99 years old, what am I doing? Shortening her life? I mean, really?
Right.
Really? I mean, come on. She's 99. I'm serious.
Yep.
That's why I was like, tap her a keg and get her an Entenmann's. Give her a fork.
Right.
Leave her alone. Good for her. You know, I mean, I it's so funny because I'm so excited about what you are sharing. I really am, because more people need to know that there are alternatives out there.
It's a growing industry, and I can't even tell you how fast it's growing. doTERRA plans on being in every home. They are only an 8-year-old company. They're already 3 times the size of their nearest competitor that is actually an older company than they are. doTERRA has spread like wildfire, and they plan on being in every home like Facebook within the end of this year. And they might just do it. It's just crazy. Their convention is coming up in September, which is whenever all of our new products come out, and I'm so excited about the new line, because when doTERRA started, they only had like 10 single oils, or it was very small. I mean, it was just like 10 to 12 singles and like 5 to 6 blends, and that's all they started with. And they've gone from that to having shampoos and conditioners and skincare regimens and having, you know, laundry soap and having cleaning concentrate and cough drops, you know, oh my. And so this September, I can't even tell you what's to come. There's no telling, but our convention has grown so large that they sell out convention tickets within 2 days. And last year they had it at just like a hotel. This year they actually had to get like a convention center, and it's already too large for that. There's already over 20,000 people going to be at this convention. It's tremendous how large doTERRA is. And like I said, whenever I started with essential oils, you know, it's been nearly 2 years now. You didn't hear of it like you do now. Now, anytime you turn on Facebook, you're seeing your friends say, well, I have an oil for that. I have an oil for that. You know, it's everywhere now. And it's a tremendous field. And there really is an oil for everything. Like, there's even an oil for gray hair. Did anybody know that? There really is. Isn't that crazy? Just saying. It's
right,
just
so
it's a growing
Now, as a woman of my age, explain to me how an oil for gray hair works.
A geranium oil is an oil that's going to be able to help with leveling out that whatever it is, the hormone, the deficiency in the body that's causing it. And with the geranium oil, just placing it on the scalp or placing it inside of your soap, it's going to be able to help to
level out those levels, and it's going to be able to stop the gray hair.
Maybe I should buy a gallon of it, Dory.
I think, you know, and it's just funny that you say that because you only need two drops, two to three, let me say, added to your shampoo or conditioning regimen that you already use, and just add it and wash your hair.
Wow.
And it's just, you know, like I said, my mother and I have this funny game, and that's one of the things that, you know, she called me, and she's like, I bet you don't have an oil for gray hair. And I'm like, oh, let me look. And, you know, I go to neweverythingessential.me, and I look, and you know what? There it is. And I'm like, no way. Mom, there really is, you know.
But I'd like to go back and touch on the Apollo story for a few minutes. Last year, Kayla was doing her fundraiser to raise money for Apollo, and this is how working from home touches so many people, because I did not know Kayla then, and a lady reached out to me, and she shared the story with me, and I was like, okay, I'm a mom. I lost my child. I was like, I'll find her a location. I will find a location for her event. And within 24 hours, I texted Kayla on Facebook, and I said, I've got a location for you, and she's like, are you serious? And I was like, whatever you need. And step by step, I was there with Kayla through that whole fundraiser. I was there the day she did it. I was there at the location. I went and got the location. It was the end of my street. And people that work from home like Kayla, I cannot imagine getting up every day and not finding Kayla on Facebook and knowing that if I need to ask her anything, that I can do it. And I consider her one of my best friends. She's not only a sponsor on the radio show. My son is always telling me, well, what's Kayla's daughter's doing today? I'm doing this for the business. Kayla's girls need to be working. They don't get a day off. No, we don't play. And it's just funny because I have met so many people that I would not know if I did not work from home like Kayla and I do. And there's not everybody out there is honest or who you can trust, but you can build a network. And having people like Kayla in it who has these oils, I know that my family's going to be safe and they're going to get what they need.
You know, doing these events, as you say, it's funny that, you know, the Apollo event was the first event that I ever did, and it's funny how that one event has blossomed into so many friendships and just so many different new networking people. And my networking, I never realized that it can mean so much to somebody. And I had a wonderful friend of mine, Dawn Walker, contact me, and she was telling me how much my strength had meant to her just doing that one event for Apollo, and how much I had made a difference in her Cincy life, and how she has been able to quit her job and she's been able to go full-time into Cincy Velada world. And, you know, and it was just from that one event. And, you know, that's the awesome thing about being able to work at home. And you'll notice a lot of the time on Facebook with the Crazy Oil Chicks page, I'm posting, well, today my networking consists of taking my daughters to the mall to act like crazy heathen children and ride on these wonderful animals that they have here, you know, and that's my job. How many moms can say that? I get to go run around and act like a heathen with my children every day, and that's my job. Today we're sitting at my mom's house, so my daughters get to sit here with their meemaw while mommy does a radio show and play with these cute little puppies. And that's my job.
And it's just fun because Dawn, I just recently met Dawn through Kayla, and Dawn and I are working together now. We're doing another event together, and I mean, it's pulling the community together. Working from home is so many things and so many avenues, and you're able to open doors and you're able to help people that you never even knew, whether it's a craft fair or a quarter auction or even being on a radio show. You can do it from home. You can have fun with your children. You're there every step of the way. And it doesn't matter what business it is. If you have an idea in the back of your head and you think someone would buy it, oh, my God, try it. You just don't know where it's going to lead. I mean, my
friends
are online.
I never in a million years thought these pendants, these crazy pendants, you know, something so simple that I was like, you know, these terracotta pendants are so simple that people are selling them online for an atrocious price that me as a single mom can't afford. I can't do that. Why on earth would I charge somebody that for something that is so easy and so cheap? So I, with my daughter, sat down and we made these ourselves, and we just had fun.
That's all it was for us, is we had fun. And these things have flown off the shelf just within the start of it.
Now.
Huh?
And Dory, you've got your clear backpacks that you've created. So here we are, all moms, creating shows, creating events. You all can do what we're doing. It's brand new beyond blogging. It's just bringing everything together. I run Kayla's social media and advertising, and I'm out at her events. I'm taking pictures. It's just learning how to do it together as a team. Build a core team, and that team can take you millions and millions of places that you never dreamed of. And you can be us. You know, I'm not going to tell you that you're going to make money overnight. I'm not going to tell you that you're going to get thousands of customers overnight, because it's a lot of hard work. Kayla and Dory both can attest to that,
job,
but it's worth it.
If it's the
so
right
fulfilling.
Job and it's the right thing, God will give you the money. God will bless you where it is needed, because I can tell you, when my boyfriend lost his job and we didn't have our money for rent, God blessed us, because my business would just provide a check, you know, and I had no idea where this doTERRA check was coming from, but it was God. He was blessing us, and there was people that were just going to my website, and they were buying in the oils, and a check would just come, and just like that, the blessings just, you know, if it's the right business and it's where you're meant to be, it'll happen.
Please give everybody your websites again. And I think somebody just, I think, Glenda, is that you? Are you here? Or is it Kayla?
Glenda?
No,
Kayla's
call
here.
Just dropped off. Okay, Kayla, give us your website again. Glenda, I'll call back in. Technology is great when it works. Okay, so we've been having issues. You know, I couldn't get into the chat room. Then I got in. It bounced me out of here. That's why Glenda started the show. So, yeah, technology is great when it works. So let us know your websites again for people that are tuning in late.
It is www.mydoterra.com/Kayla Wilson. My Facebook page is facebook.com/crazyoilchicks. We're also on Twitter at Crazy Oil Chicks. We're on Instagram at Crazy Oil Chicks.
So she's just a Crazy Oil Chick, okay? And hi, Glenda. Welcome back. doTERRA is spelled, just so everybody knows, doTERRA is spelled D-O-T-E-R-R-A.
Yes, ma'am. And we also have two YouTube videos that my daughter has done and my nephew. They have they really enjoy doing videos, so they threw on a commercial for us. My daughter did. That's very informative from the perspective of a 7-year-old child, and it's pretty neat. And then my nephew and her did a cheer together, so go check that up. They're on our Facebook page. And there's also, I posted a video from Dr. Hill, which is the founder of doTERRA Essential Oils, on the research of balance essential oil and how it works in the body. And also posted a video about the research of Vanderbilt Hospital using doTERRA essential oils inside their hospital.
And I'd like to remind everyone again, Kayla and I both have some events going on in Dallas-Fort Worth. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for vendors. We're looking for people to come out and volunteer. Both these events are for such great causes. Reach out to Kayla Wilson on Facebook or myself and become a part of our event. It's not just setting up a table at the event. We can use volunteers. We're doing books for children. We're doing school supplies for children. We need change. Kayla needs the same thing. She needs people for her T-shirt. She needs auction items. These are such great causes. Please reach out to one of us, and let's all build a huge community.
And I would also like to say I'm just so thankful for Glenda for being able to promote such mommypreneurs and to be able to link us to such great advertising networks and to be able to grow our businesses and expand us in the right directions for such great prices, and that you are just able to just guide us and direct us and just love and nurture us in even our darkest moments when we're mean to you, and you still love us and you just cuddle us and you just help us through. So thank you so very much for all that you do for all of us mommypreneurs.
Thank you, Kayla. I love you. Thank you, Miss Dory. I love you very much, Dory. I am proud and honored to be on the show and be able to be one of your hosts and to work with you and bring these mommypreneurs out into the marketplace and educate people. And without Dory and Kayla, I would not be able to do this. So once again, I thank God and I thank all of y'all. God bless you. Branding Beyond Blogging.
Well, hey, the show's not over yet. So I'm like, talking as if the show's over. I'm like, wait a second. We have 5 minutes left. I'll leave you sitting here.
But I wanted to give you a chance to talk a little bit too, Dory. I know you may have some questions for Kayla.
Well, you know what? I'm going to just do a little housekeeping. Tomorrow we're not – I'm not sure if I'm going to do a show tomorrow or not. I'm actually thinking I may take some excerpts out of all the things that you guys have been missing on Word of Mom Radio because we've had such amazing guests. I did a special show on Monday. Tuesday, Janice Clark will be here in our business spotlight with social media help, not hype. And I really encourage all of you to go back
to
the archive.
Yes, watch that show.
Yeah, listen, you know what? And the great thing about Word of Mom Radio is that everything you don't, if you miss our show live, it doesn't matter. We're live on your time and archive. You can pull us up at 3 o'clock in the morning if that's when you work best. But I really, those of you who are out here marketing yourselves online, Janice's show will walk you through every step of what you need to do to set up your professional calling card on LinkedIn and your Twitter page, your Facebook page, your Google, doing Google Hangouts. She walks you through step by step, and she's giving you the help, not the hype. That's, you know, the same thing that Glenda said. You are not, this is not an overnight thing. You are investing in yourself. And you know what? You have two choices in life. You can work really hard to build somebody else's business, or you can work really hard to build your own.
And
you know?
The classes on that. I watch the shows, and I learn every single day, and I do other radio shows, and I do other hosting, and I'm out there promoting my blog just like y'all are. So don't think that just because I'm a blogger, I don't have to learn things, or I don't have to have a professional business, or that I don't need to do this or that, because I do. I have to learn right along with y'all, and that's why I was telling Kayla, listen to that show. You're only going to get better if you learn the things to become professional, and people like Dory gives us these opportunities. So take advantage of them. I'm not saying, you know, come on, be our sponsor or whatever, because I know it's not for everybody. But if you reach out to us, we may be able to put you into a thing that you can use, because just like you, I have to grow. And if I don't meet new people each and every day, then I'm not going to grow, and my clients are not going to grow, and it's just not going to help us. So take these classes that Dory's offering. Take these radio shows. Listen to them, because unlike a craft fair, it's open 365 days a year. You have a chance every single day to learn something new, and you should.
And you really do. And Wednesday, Productive Play will be here with Alyssa Sunger and Debbie Dutton, the mother-daughter, well, really, I should say Debbie and then Alyssa for mother-daughter, tag team that bring us. Productive Play is the productive ways to play with your preschooler to make sure that they are ready for kindergarten. And what else is coming up? Oh, we will be debuting Empowered Women After Dark at the end of this month on Friday nights. We're going to be having our Friday night 9 p.m. conversation where we're kind of taking the gloves off and actually talking about stuff that's going on in the world and what moms have to say about it. And it's part of what Word of Mom Radio is all about, because let's face it, as moms, we are the biggest and best advertisers in the world. The mommy market, we control, and we control the spending, and we can make sure that what we want is what is available. And I am so thankful, Kayla, for you coming on the show today, sharing what you're doing. Again, go to Kayla's website. It's mydoterra.com/Kayla Wilson. Take a look at it. I pulled it up while we were talking on the show. It's a really nice website. It's easy to navigate. Sign up. Get some information from her, because there are things you can be doing to keep yourself healthy.
stop
and
eating until you get
And if you sign up
sick.
This month with a 100 PV, you automatically get $50 of product value free. They are giving you money this month to sign up. That is an amazing thing. And like I said, you sign up one time, you get membership for a year, automatically 25% savings as soon as you sign up. That is an awesome offer.
That is a great offer. And next month on Branding Beyond Blogging, Courtney Jones Saunders is going to be sharing Thrive and the work that she is doing with Glenda. Glenda is going to be here once a month to start with, but we're going to be getting her here sooner to share with you Branding Beyond Blogging. It's not just enough to have that blog. You need to brand yourself across social media, and she's going to help you think out of the box to do it. So, ladies, thank you so much for a fabulous conversation. I'm sorry that it's just about over, and I'm looking forward to your show next month. So,
thank you for having us
today.
I appreciate it. Have a blessed name
great.
And story, and Kayla. Thank you,
thank
lady.
Thank you, you too. And for all of you tuning in, thank you so much for sharing time with us here on Word of Mom Radio. We'll be back with another show, and just go out there and create a marvelous you. So bye for now.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye, and God bless.